Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Schlafen is to sleep. Schlafen, to sleep. How would you say I sleep? Ich schlafe. How would you say you sleep? Du schläfst. See here how we switch from A, ich schlafe, with an A, to du schläfst, the A with the two dots. This will happen in the second and third person singular. Du schläfst. How would you say he sleeps? Er schläft. So here again, we switch from A to Ä. Er schläft. How would you say we sleep? Wir schlafen. Here we go back to the A in the plural forms. Wir schlafen. How would you say you guys sleep? Ihr schlaft. How would you say I sleep in the bed? Ich schlafe im Bett. Im Bett, we say in German. In the bed, im Bett. Ich schlafe im Bett. How would you say I sleep in the bed at home? Ich schlafe im Bett zu Hause. You remember, at home, the static idea of being at home is zu Hause. So at home is zu Hause. Ich schlafe im Bett zu Hause. How would you say, do you sleep at home? Schläfst du zu Hause? How would you say, do you guys sleep at home? Schlaft ihr zu Hause? How would you say, we sleep at home? Wir schlafen zu Hause. How would you say, he sleeps at home today? Er schläft zu Hause heute. How would you say, are you sleeping? Schläfst du? So you see, we don't have an ing form like in English. Are you sleeping? So are you currently sleeping? We say, sleep you. Do you sleep? Schläfst du? How would you say, I am sleeping? Ich schlafe. How would you say, I'm not sleeping? Ich schlafe nicht. How would you say, are you sleeping already? Schläfst du schon? So already, schon. Schläfst du schon? Are you sleeping already? How would you say, I'm still not sleeping? Ich schlafe noch nicht. So still not. I sleep still not. Ich schlafe noch nicht. How would you say, I am tired, but I'm still not sleeping? Ich bin müde, aber ich schlafe noch nicht. Ich bin müde. I am tired. Ich bin müde, aber, but, aber ich schlafe noch nicht, but I sleep still not, aber ich schlafe noch nicht. Ich bin müde, aber ich schlafe noch nicht. I'm tired, but I'm still not sleeping. How would you say he's tired, but he's still not sleeping? Er ist müde, aber er schläft noch nicht. How would you say we are tired, but we are still not sleeping? Wir sind müde, aber wir schlafen noch nicht. How would you say they are tired, but they are still not sleeping? Sie sind müde, aber sie schlafen noch nicht. How would you say in the past, I've slept? Ich habe geschlafen. You see, geschlafen is the participle. It ends with en. It's an irregular verb. You saw, we switch from a to ä in the second third person. Du schläfst, er schläft. You sleep, he sleeps. This is the first sign that this verb is irregular. Irregular participles will end with en. Geschlafen. Ich habe geschlafen. I've slept. How would you say, have you slept well? Hast du gut geschlafen? So we say good. Have you slept good? Hast du gut geschlafen? How would you say, did you sleep well yesterday? Hast du gestern gut geschlafen? So you see, in German we don't say did you, do you. We start with the verb. Have you slept well yesterday? Hast du gut geschlafen? And geschlafen, the participle is kicked to the very end. Remember, when we have two parts of verbs or two verbs, the second one is kicked to the end. So here we have two verbs. Hast, the first one, the auxiliary verb to build the past. Hast du gut geschlafen? And geschlafen is kicked to the end. How would you say, how long did you sleep? Wie lange hast du geschlafen? How would you say, how long did you sleep yesterday? Wie lange hast du gestern geschlafen? How would you say, I slept 8 hours. Ich habe 8 Stunden geschlafen. Notice, we say Stunden, not Uhr. Uhr is a clock when you talk about the time. Es ist 3 Uhr, it is 3 o'clock. Es ist 4 Uhr, it is 4 o'clock. But 4 Stunden, 4 hours. 5 Stunden, 5 hours. Ich habe 8 Stunden geschlafen. I slept 8 hours. How would you say, I slept 8 hours yesterday? Ich habe gestern 8 Stunden geschlafen. You can also say, ich habe gestern 8 Stunden geschlafen. You can also say, ich habe 8 Stunden gestern geschlafen. So you can place 8 Stunden before gestern or afterwards. It doesn't matter for now. Important is that you put the verb at the right position. So geschlafen is at the end. And habe is at the second position. How would you say, for example, 8 hours I've slept yesterday? 8 Stunden habe ich gestern geschlafen. Or how would you say, yesterday I slept 8 hours. Gestern habe ich 8 Stunden geschlafen. You see, no matter what the first position is, habe is at the second position. Gestern habe ich 8 Stunden geschlafen. 8 Stunden habe ich geschlafen. How would you say, I've slept very well yesterday? Ich habe gestern sehr gut geschlafen. How do you say, did you sleep 8 hours? Hast du 8 Stunden geschlafen? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb lesen, to read. Lesen, to read. Like to read a book. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just 3 simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just 3 simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.